I was toting my pack along the dusty Winnemucca Road when along came a semi with a high and canvas covered load. If you're going
welcome back
to
Matt Flynn Direct on Devil Radio. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. A development which I like a lot. Joe Biden has just named Cindy McCain, the widow of the great Senator John McCain, as U.S. Ambassador to the U.N. World Food Program. Cindy McCain is a terrific person. She's been involved in food and hunger issues for a long time. She's very sincere. She'll be well received. And by recognizing her as a U.S. Ambassador, Joe Biden's done the right thing. You know, Cindy McCain endorsed Joe Biden for president in Arizona, even though she's a Republican, after Donald Trump's attacks on her late husband, John McCain. You can recall early on, and it's not clear to me why Trump, in a mean-spirited way, attacked John McCain. John McCain is a hero. He was captured by the North Vietnamese. He flew planes over North Vietnam, shot down, lying unconscious on a jungle trail. They catch him. They take him to the Hanoi Hilton, it was called back then. In Hanoi, it was the prison for American pilots whom they shot down. There weren't that many of them, but they occasionally got shot down. He was badly injured. They tortured him. They beat him. And he was in there for 5 years or longer. 5 years, longer. And at one time, they offered to release him because his father was also an admiral and was the commanding officer of the Third Fleet, which was the Pacific Fleet that was being used against the North Vietnamese. And they thought, well, we'll release the admiral's son. That will demoralize the other prisoners and we'll have a propaganda victory. John McCain had a wife and kids at home. He'd been there for years, beaten. He refused to leave. He said, I will leave after all the men here leave. This guy is a true hero. Think about that. Think about that. How many people could have put up with that kind of physical mistreatment, torture for that many years, and then refuse to leave to stay in solidarity with his men who are also prisoners? Donald Trump didn't like John McCain. It isn't clear to me why. John McCain was courteous to him. It wasn't that John McCain was endorsing anybody else. He endorsed Lindsey Graham early on because Lindsey Graham was his buddy, but that was before Lindsey Graham got bitten by a vampire and turned into wicked little Lindsey Graham, little Wormwood. But then Lindsey Graham dropped out and never a serious threat to Trump. But Trump would badmouth John McCain. He made a serious mistake doing it. And he would say, they said, well, John McCain is a hero, war hero. And Trump said, I don't like guys who were captured. I don't like guys who were captured. John McCain, his plane was blown up, parachuted. He was lucky to be alive. He was unconscious when they caught him. He did not surrender. And he refused to leave until all the men there left. Donald Trump spent the Vietnam War sitting in the nightclubs of New York, boasting about how he got out of the draft by lying about having bone spurs. And he's saying to everybody that John McCain, he didn't like him or respect him because he was, quote, captured. Enough's enough. And that ticked a lot of people off. That was one of the first things that really hurt Trump. Very stupid of him. And Cindy McCain couldn't stand him. And so she ended up endorsing Joe Biden. Now, you might say, okay, well, that's understandable. I would have done the same thing, but so what? Well, I'll tell you why, so what? Joe Biden barely won Arizona. He won it by, I don't know, it was over 10,000 votes, maybe 12, 14, very few votes, many millions cast. Everybody who has looked at this, every pollster, every analyst, every politician, every expert said that her endorsement is what turned it. That when she came out, John McCain's widow, and said, I endorse Joe Biden, that gave a lot of people permission to vote Democratic that year. And quite frankly, helped in the Senate race too for Mark Kelly. if Donald Trump were not a mean-spirited individual, always intent on hurting people, and if he'd been semi-normal, he probably could have won Arizona. But instead, what he did, he ran around and said there was fraud. There was no fraud. There was Trump. Well, Trump is fraud, but he's fraud on the hoof, two-legged fraud. But the fraud in Arizona was what he said about John McCain. So there you have it. Cindy McCain, U.S. Ambassador to the UN World Food Program. Very glad to see that. Great ambassador for the United States. Really salute her getting that done. Very much salute her getting that done. U.S. fishermen off of Kodiak, Alaska. I've been to Alaska. I've been to the Kenai Peninsula. I've fished for halibut off the Kenai Peninsula. I've never been up to Kodiak, Alaska. Kodiak, Alaska is really the center of a fishing industry. Everybody in Alaska fishes. Fish is the primary export, the primary product of Alaska. Great fish. Fishermen in Kodiak, Alaska go way offshore, and the neighbor to the far west is Russia. So close is. Remember, Russia used to own Alaska until Seward, Secretary of State for Abraham Lincoln in the 1860s, bought Alaska from Russia, I don't know, for something like $7 million. I mean, in retrospect, can you imagine if the Russians owned Alaska? And they were that close to Seattle at the bottom, you know, and to Canada, but no. Seward, and then Seward was attacked by conservatives who said it was Seward's folly. It's too much money. Are you kidding me? Anyway, up in Alaska, if you go up there, go to Anchorage, there are Russian Orthodox churches with Cyrillic writing on them from pre-1860. It's very interesting. It's a great state, great history. Anyway, Kodiak, Alaska, the fishermen go out, and it's very, very far out, several days sailing out to Russia. And under international law, there's in effect an imaginary line in the water showing Russian territory and American territory. It's not looks just like anybody can go anywhere they want in the water right up to our shore, but you can. In Russian territory, if you're Russian, American territory, if you're American. And obviously, they have GPS, they know where they are, and they will go right up to the line to fish, way, way out, days out from Alaska. And the Rusky fishermen the other way. And sometimes they can see them. They're not that far away, a few miles away. And they don't sail over this imaginary line. Our fishermen, American fishermen in Kodiak, Alaska, reported the last time they came in that there's a flotilla of Russian warships and swooping Russian planes going right up to that GPS line and turning around, doing maneuverings very, very close to the Alaska coastline. If you're a warship, obviously it's way out there. They said never in our history of fishing in Alaska have we seen Russian military out there. We've seen plenty of fishermen, and our military is not out there. This is of a piece with what Russia is doing, not only in the Ukraine and in the Black Sea, but also in the Arctic. The Russians have said now that the Arctic is melting because of global warming, it's international waters, and they are starting to set up bases, and they're starting to maneuver the way the Chinese are in the South China Sea to try to get a leg up in the Arctic. Now, that impacts Scandinavia, it impacts Sweden and Norway, it impacts Europe, it impacts Scotland, Britain, and Ireland, Iceland, Greenland, and you have the Ruskies coming over. Now, something's got to be done about this. The Russians also just warned the United States, although from a low-level source, that the United States destroyer should not go into the Black Sea through the Bosporus near Crimea, that this is a provocation. Pay attention to what's happening with Russia. You know, I go on and I like to talk about the commie Ruskies and all that. The Russian people are fine people. I've met them. I've been to Moscow and I've been to St. Petersburg with our Justice Department on a lecture tour. However, However, under Putin, they're making serious mistakes. What they are doing is trying to reprise their aggression back in the Second World War when they initially allied with Adolf Hitler. They were allied with Hitler at the beginning of the war. They were going to divide up Poland, and the only thing that drove them to our side was Hitler stabbed them, and he invaded Russia himself. They cannot be trusted with this kind of leadership. They can be with people like Mikhail Gorbachev, and they can be with Boris Yeltsin, but those people are not on the horizon. Alexei Navalny is of that stature, and he's in prison right now being slowly poisoned. This is the equivalent of a communist state, even though it says it isn't anymore. And be aware, pay attention to the saber rattling against Ukraine, now against Alaska. They did not come into our waters. They can swoop around over there with their planes, but they normally don't do it. They normally don't do it. Pay attention. I think Biden is handling it correctly, standing up to them very firmly. The lines are still open, 844-967-2789. We're going to a break. A lot more back after the break.